What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Mike. Another exclusive episode of You're on the Mike podcast. We got a lot of interviews coming in during this special edition of You're on the Mike podcast. We got good friend of the show, Lonnie. We got a couple friends, Key, and we also got a special friend that I won't disclose yet, but it's during this episode of You're on the Mic podcast. I can't even talk right now. Excuse me for that. But yeah, you know, just last month of that episode, I was talking about growth and everything, and you know, just crazy how in 1 month, you know, a lot can change and a lot cannot change. There's a lot of things that you want to be motivated, and a lot of things in life that you want to accomplish. You know, I had to deal with that the hard way. It's discipline. And I definitely believe that discipline is definitely the best medicine for you to actually grow. Just to grow as a person. You know, just a lot of people that you can talk to and a lot of people you can't talk to when it comes to that. And you know, Jay, for you being a better person and you just being you and just being like the bigger man or the bigger woman. Got a lot going on this week, you know. Speaking of my son Jeremiah's 7th birthday. 7 already, man. Wow. Time's definitely going by so fast. I remember when he was a couple months old, the dude was like barely, because it was happy baby. You know? So, yeah, I got a lot going on this week. Seeing him and, you don't know, maybe take him out Chuck E. Cheese or something like that. But, you know, I've been the best father lately, so definitely got to have a redemption on that. You know, I had a talk with my brother about maybe yesterday. You know, we were just kind of apologizing for a lot of things. And how he broke it down, man, it was just like kind of, whoa, you know, seeing a guy surrender and just, you know, let brotherhood flourish, you know. Especially me, I did a lot of fucked up shit, so just feel like, you know, at times that, especially brothers, especially as black people, you know, in general, we just have to recommend and just set bygones by bygones and just move forward in life. Definitely a beautiful day out here. You know, I'm at Glasgow Park. I feel like a good walk just to replenish the mind and just, you know, to reinvigorate your soul. You know, that's all. But we keep this short. We keep this nice and short and nice and appetizing for you guys. But got a couple of good interviews coming on. Hope you enjoy. Sit back on You're on the Mic podcast. Oh, she told me, she told me that, and then she told me I had to do I don't know what this is, an 8862 return. I lost, I had to owe some money last year. Mm-hmm. So, she told me before, I go to her, she told me to remind her to do an 8862 return. I don't know what that is, to be honest with you.
I don't know off the top of my head.
Yeah.
8862 is a form. What she might want to do. Did she do your taxes last year?
Yeah, she did it for like the past like 4 years.
So can you go back to last year?
Yeah.
Like, so your last year taxes, can you pull up your expenses from job to job for last year? She can, if it helps you out. What she can do is do an amended return.
What's that?
an amended return is when you go back to the previous year, or you can go back up to 3 years and redo your return and add things that could be in your favor.
Hold on, I'm about to write that down. Hold on. Amended return?
Yes. 8862 form. U.S. completed 862 and attached your tax return to claim the earned income credit.
That's what messed up, see? Like 2 years ago.
But or disallowed for any reason other than a math or clerical error. See, it depends. I don't know how much money you made. And earned income credit, you have to be on the poverty level.
Yeah.
Basically, to qualify for that. Like, when I... And if you have... I don't remember. Do you have kids?
Yeah, this all started with...
Do you claim your kids on the taxes?
See, that's the thing. Me and my girlfriend, right? Mm-hmm. It was the year I wasn't supposed to do it. But she did it. Because we both live together, but she's supposed to...
But you take turns.
Yeah, but it was actually her year to do it. But at the same time, she's been doing it for like the past 3 years now. But I don't know.
Who makes more money?
Oh, she does.
She does? Oh, yeah. Okay. Then yeah, definitely. If she makes more money, it would be fair to let her claim the child.
Yeah.
Unless you have more than one.
Right.
Then you both claim one.
No, we just have one. That's it.
Okay. So, because that's going to help her reduce. But, does she have more taxes coming out also? You know, that's where you got to figure out.
Yeah, that basically kind of confused us, and then it confused me also, because it like kind of messed everything up for the past like 2 years now.
Right.
So like some of my tax return was kind of like they garnished it, and I guess it went to her, and then the next year, no, I was on child support. It was just the earned credit, because when my son
they
was
went
born.
To her, though?
Yeah, because when my son was born, she did it the first year. So I guess I don't know how it works with, like, if you do it the first year, it automatically go to the mother first or something like that. Because I didn't
not
really know.
Necessarily.
No.
Do you plan on marrying her?
I mean, we've been together for like 9 years now. I mean.
Do you love her?
Yeah.
Do you want to stay with her for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
So then ask her to marry you. Marry the woman so you can file married. And you don't have to worry because you both get to claim the child. I'm just saying. You live together. You've been together for 9 years. Come on, man up, boy.
It was so hard. It's hard because like, it was our first kid. So we kind of had help from our moms and you know my dad and everything. But at the same time, it was like... We didn't know the process of what to do, you know, especially with this, like, you know, getting a kid, like, taxes and everything, like, especially with a kid. So we weren't really educated on it.
Right. And I understand that. That's wrong. But if you plan on staying together, then get married so you can file married. Even though now I think there's ways of filing.
Yeah.
Significant other or stuff. But to me, I mean, if you're going to that point, just get married. I mean, that's just my opinion. And I know I can take it and shove it, right? But it's something, have you guys talked about getting married at any point of time or?
We just been going through the flow. You know what I mean? I haven't really talked about it or nothing like that.
Uh-huh.
So,
I don't know. But, I mean,
if you're right. You're right,
I mean, and I don't want to say for tax purposes only, but, you know, a lot of people are like, well, it's just a paper. To me, it's not just a paper. To me, it's a commitment to the other person.
Yeah.
So if you are already committed without the paper, add the paper, make it, I don't want to say ethically, that's not the word I'm looking for. And I don't want to say legally, and it's not legal, but in a sense, make it legally acceptable.
Yeah.
And then you can file your taxes together, you know. I mean, you can still file your taxes as married, felon, and separate if you want to, but that's not always to your advantage either. You got to look and see what's to your advantage.
Okay.
Most of the time, filing together is to your advantage. Sometimes, Delaware is when you file married, filing separate, it's to your... You can file married together on your federal and file Delaware married, filing separate if it's to your benefit.
Okay.
You don't have to do Delaware married filing together. It's kind of it's a weird thing in Delaware.
Okay, yeah, I'm writing this down.
So it's something, I mean, and talk to your girl and say, hey, this crazy Lyft driver who used to do taxes was telling me this may be to our advantage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have you thought about, would you be, you know, I mean, you can make it more romantic the way I'm sounding it. But, you know, if you're committed to each other, then, you know, are your parents married?
Yeah.
Are her parents married?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. But, I mean, you know. There are people who get married just for tax reasons.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Even with kids or no kids?
Well, some of them do it not only just for tax reasons, but also for benefit reasons. Who has benefits?
Well, health insurance and everything?
Yeah.
We both do.
You both do?
Yeah.
Who has the better?
She does, because she works in the hospital, that's why.
Okay. So, would it be cheaper to have her file, or have her put you under her insurance with better, or would it be better for you to put her under yours?
Can she, question, like, can she do that? Well, she got my son on her insurance, but she can add me also, or no?
More than likely, some insurance, it depends on who she works for.
Okay.
Some insurances offer it, some don't.
Okay.
So it all depends on the company she works for.
Okay.
So my coworker is married to another woman.
Okay.
Her wife has insurance through her job.
Okay.
But her wife has never been able to tell them that she's married to another woman because they were actually fired.
Okay.
They don't do, they don't agree with the same sex and whatever.
Okay.
So, I mean, me personally, I'm not for that either, but that's, you know, that's their choice.
Yeah.
And so she's never been able to say anything.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because of fear of getting fired. So it all depends on the situation. But okay, you don't have to worry about the same-sex thing. But some people, you know, I've never heard, I guess that's the first time I've heard of a company refusing for the same-sex. And can they technically be sued for discrimination? Possibly. That doesn't mean she wouldn't get fired anyways.
Right, right.
So it's kind of a catch-22.
Yeah.
But in your situation, she can possibly put you on her insurance.
Okay.
So you have to look
at,
you know.
Yeah, I definitely got to ask her about that.
Yep.
And you said amended return, right?
An amended return, yes.
Okay, ask her about that.
If it's to your benefit.
Okay.
If it's not going to save you several hundred dollars, mm-hmm. it may not be worth it because then your tax preparer is going to charge you to do it anyways.
Right, true.
So you need to think about that.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Miss Ann.
Oh, you're welcome, Mike.
Nice seeing you again.
Yeah, same here. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Amended return. I just think we are on a test. This is a test.
No, debate that shit with your grandma. If your grandma's alive, debate the Bible with your grandma.
Oh, my grandma anti-Christ. She don't want to debate.
I know when I would debate shit with, like, when my grandpa passed away, my grandma, I lied to you not. Before he passed away, she said, "Shelly, go home and pray." Now, I was raised by my grandparents. She told me to go home and pray. I looked at this woman like, "What did you just tell me to do?" Never got cross with my grandma ever. Go home and pray. I said, "Fuck God, fuck God." I'll never pray to that motherfucker. I remember it like yesterday, saying that shit to her in his hospital room, and she was like, "I said, go the fuck home and pray." That's what. And my grandma didn't cuss. Mm. I didn't go home and pray. I came back the next day. He was gone. I knew he was gonna die because you know why? My grandpa didn't remember who I was for a week.
Yeah.
He called me every name but my name. The last night I seen him, he called me Shelly.
Mm.
He didn't remember me. He called me every name but Shelly. He didn't remember who. He called me my kids' names, my aunt's names, my mom. He called me Babe, which is what he called my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Never called me my name. The last day I seen him, he passed away that night. When my step-pop came and picked me up, because I had just had my life being taken down. I wasn't allowed to drive. My stepdad came and picked me up, and I followed on my way to the hospital to see him. And I had Zariana with me, my youngest. And I said, "We're going to go see Pop-Up. Sit down." And my stepdad looked at me. And I said, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" And he's like, "Nobody called me." I'm like, "Call me for what? Like, what are you talking about?"
Mm-hmm.
And so my grandpa had just passed away an hour before he hit me.
Yeah.
But he remembered my name that day, the day before. I knew he was going to die. I knew he was going to die. They waited for me to get there to put that man's heart back in his mouth. Worst thing ever to have to do that. They would. My grandma didn't want to do it. My mom didn't want to do it. Got passed off to me. Worst thing ever. But I couldn't have seen him bury him without his teeth. I'd have been so upset. But yeah, I don't believe. I have big hang-ups with. People can't talk to me about religion.
But here's my.
They don't like my take on it.
I ain't afraid of death, but like I'm afraid of what
my, lies after.
Yeah, that ride. You know what I'm saying? What kind of ride that shit gonna take me? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's gonna be a weird ass fucking ride. Like, yeah. Like.
I said, when me and Omar were talking about that the other day, I said, "I'm afraid to die." My logic is anything got to be easier than being here. All we do is struggle. It's a daily struggle. No matter how you look at life, no matter how happy it is at times, you're gonna struggle at the end of the day. It's always a struggle. You gotta worry about what bill you gonna pay next. Your son need diapers, my granddaughter need formulas, my kids okay. You always gotta worry.
Yeah.
And death is supposed to be the easy part. According to the Bible. Death is supposed to be the easy part. You shouldn't fear death. I don't fear death. I fear that people are gonna struggle even more when I'm gone. That's what I fear. I fear that my kids ain't gonna be able to do things, I guess. I don't fear death, though. But I do wonder what it's going to be like when you die. Do you really go somewhere? Like, or are you just dead?
Just pitch black.
Like. Yeah, like, do you, like, what happens when you die? Like, do you
travel.
Or, like, the people that say they die and they're brought back.
Yeah.
My brother, for instance. My brother OD'd. My brother was dead.
Yeah.
When they found him, he was dead.
What'd he say? You don't remember?
He's sitting at my house, and I said, "Pete, not to bring nothing up, but you died. Like, he was dying. He was dead for 9 minutes. 9 minutes. Before the ambulance got there, he had been dead for 9 minutes. So, Pete, did you see, like, what was it like to die? And his exact words was, all that bullshit they feed you, that's a fucking lie. He was like, it wasn't nothing but black. He said, I don't remember nothing but darkness. He said that, but the way he said it, he had us laughing, but he was serious. He was like, there ain't no pearly gates, bitch. There ain't no clouds. It's darkness. You dead, bitch. It's dark. It's black. And I ain't seen nothing.
Maybe he ain't crossed the crossroads yet. You know what I'm saying?
He was dead, though. He was purple when they found him. I thought it was dead. Like, purple dead. No heartbeat or nothing dead. They shot his ass up with 6 Narcan vials when they got to him. He got to the hospital and 3 more. Because his heart was barely beating when they got into the hospital. They gave him the 6 vials of Narcan before they even put him in the ambulance. And they got a real light pulse. So they put him in the ambulance, put him in Christiana Hospital. And they gave him 3 more vials of Narcan, put him on oxygen, gave him CPR. And he came back. But it was 9 minutes before the ambulance got to him. Mm. He's dead. There ain't no crossover. You dead. Where are you going to cross over to him? The oxygen is going from your body. Where are you crossing?
Your spirit's still alive, though.
But remember, your spirit is already supposed to be out your body before death. When your body knows you're dying, your spirit's already supposed to be out your body.
Right.
So you would already cross the fuck over. You've been up there watching yourself die. Supposedly. That's what they say.
Maybe it takes a process. You know what I'm saying?
When I'm dead, I'm dead. You're going to cremate me. I'm not coming to fuck that. That's all. When I told Arnold I wanted to be cremated, it was a whole fucking catastrophe. Bitch, you ain't even gonna be me when I die, so what the fuck did it matter? Well, if you die, you can't come back. I don't want to come back anyway! Said when in their religion, they believe...
You'll come back.
He said in their religion, that's why they don't cremate people, because they believe that once you're cremated, you're gone for eternity. Mm. I want to be gone. I don't want to come back to this motherfucker. No!
Well, here's my theory. We die, right? In the solar system, non-planets. Our spirits transfer to that planet, but it erases our memory and reincarnated to another being.
Alien?
Yeah.
As long as I can become an alien that can, like, shoot you from my planet and kill people off from our planet, I'd be okay with it. I don't want to come back. If that's God's thing for me that I got to come back, fuck you. I don't want to come back. If I ever get to meet whoever the creator is, if he created me, bitch, don't recreate me. Let me be dead. I don't want to come back as a plant, a pig, somebody's sneaker. I don't want to come back as none of that. A tree. I don't want none of that. I don't want to be another human being. No.
Fuck that.
Let me be some ashes.
Shit, I want to be a shooting star. Flying all through the solar system, man.
You're not gonna get that lucky.
Shit.
People that are shooting stars, they probably ain't been nothing but Benedict Vatican. They ain't never left the Vatican in Italy. they was born and raised there and don't know nothing but them walls. And that's after the Pope and the priest unfucked them, so they don't have a choice. God gotta let them be something good.
Touching little boys.
You know all them priests be touching little boys
damn
and shit.
Right.
Half the kids that are born from nuns are because the priest raped them.
And they never get time.
Never. You're not supposed to, because remember, religion and the justice system can't be, they're not supposed to intermingle. So they feel that, like, religion, you'll be taken care of by God. Bitch, you're crazy. You touch one of my kids, I'm killing you.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, the law ain't gonna touch you. Trust that. I'm gonna show you who's going to, though. My girlfriend, she went to Padua, and her mom was really molested by a priest. That's where her mom came from, the nun and the priest.
Oh, no.
Yep. But her mom was fucked up, because if you know that shit happened to you, and why would you make your daughter go to Padua?
Let's go to Padua.
Yeah, she got in trouble in regular school.
First time. You couldn't tell me? So I hung up, right? So I let it go. I said, I ain't gonna worry about it. I know how you are. I was clocking out. I said, you know what? I got 5 minutes. I said, yo, man, you know what was wrong, right? And he turned around like, yo, man, don't come at me all like that. I said, I'm coming at you like that because, dog, you left me hanging. You know? I said, I had to do all this work and everything. I didn't mind doing it.
I thought he knew. I thought he was right.
Right. He was bound for some bullshit like that. And because I said, he's the shift leader for the warehouse. That's the shift leader for housekeeping, right?
Right.
So when it's short like that, he's supposed to do some work.
See what I mean?
Take that cinder riders or even dress up some cork.
And on top of all, guess who said something? I was right. Matt said right in front of him, oh, he was right. You should let him know and stuff because he wants to put too much on him.
That, if you're going to work by yourself, you could have just up the work for the night shift. Because you just...
I'm not like that.
Well, I know that I left like 1 o'clock, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I thought you were a cuss, I'm telling you.
Nah,
you
know he saying? Didn't even so, tell me. And I figured he would have told me, you know?
So, what was it, a Saturday I talked to him? Like,
yeah, Saturday.
It's even when, listen, you could be doing some great shit. Like, I was talking to his Amazon. I talked to so many Amazon. They said, oh, Mike, I told y'all do a hard job. I work hard with the last shit because the peak was crazy.
Yeah.
Well, look how many people we fucking got in this bitch. She was like, yo, I gave credit to your shift leader. What's his name? I said, oh, Davis? Yeah. I said, listen, it ain't going to go to the top heads. Like, that credit you gave me, I appreciate it, but it ain't going to go to Aaron or Raul. Or something. Yeah. This other guy was hot.
Right.
He going to keep that to himself and shit.
Like, I had Amazon people say, yo, keep up the good work and stuff. Oh, like, I had one of the high people give me a snack thing.
But they're gonna do the right thing and say, oh, Lamar's doing great, Davis. Mm-hmm. Give him some credit. He ain't gonna do that shit.
He jealous or something.
He's gonna get fired. I have a gut feeling, man. He's gonna do some shit.
Look, I'll be on the bus. I'm like, mind my business. You know how it feel like somebody looking at me? I'm like, nigga, why you looking at me? You little sweet little faggot. No, for real. He stares.
Like, he can't read you. He thinks you're mad. He's thinking of something. I don't know what it is. He's stares. Who do that right there? Shit. Working and shit.
What's up, man?
And a couple girls called me here on Amazon. They ain't hard to know. They said, yo, which one? I said, what's the supervisor? I said, which one? The one you put in the press. And I said, which one? Because the black one. They said, one for the paint. I said, oh. He said, why you be staring at me? I said, oh.
He's already in the rear zone. He's a few females.
He got in trouble one time about
he got 9 lines. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But like, he got... I talked to one for the night shift.
Yeah.
He solicited his whole paycheck out of me. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. A couple of chicks told me that.
One told me that at night shift. I'm like, yo, because I never met the man. Mm-hmm. So you know I can't speak on it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know I never met him.
Right.
I said, I never seen him. She said, what? If you ever work in the morning shift, it's an old guy who came.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking to me all type of disrespect.
Yes.
Said, so then when I find out, I said, oh shit, old dude came, that's gotta be Dave.
Yeah. And ain't the first time.
And then Shorty came down here to work a morning shift, she told me like, yeah, that is it. I said, man.
One time this one girl came around, he said, yo, Ma, this girl just came around live and said, I said, sexual things to run into trouble. And all I asked was turn around, how this time? He said, all I turned around said, just can you bend down and get that up and stuff? And I'm all like this looking at him. I said, ain't the more to that.
He saying some slick shit. Then they be catching on that shit.
Man.
They think it's because of any guy she got fired. Because she was going human resources
right.
on him.
Oh,
what happened? A week later, she got going.
Yeah.
He was pushing all for her on every little thing so she can get out of here before she can report. To me,
Kiri was trying to tell him, like, yo, yeah, she told Tiki on live, like, yo, you should have been suing or something.
Yeah, because he told me in break room that she doubled on the clock and nothing. It's like she been in the area for so long, ain't doing nothing. And come, I'm just like, nah.
He was fine everything because she was putting pressure on me about sexual harassment.
But hey, he did it himself. Because the fact is, when I first started, I was just joking. I tell the security guard, and I said something about chicken. He laughed, I laughed. He tell me, I said, oh, you gotta be careful what you say around here. And if I knew that, I said, what you said?
What about you, bro?
Yeah. I said, I know what you said. I said, good morning.
Who cock blocked you too, bro? Who cock blocked you? Yeah. I was talking to some shorty. You know we don't talk, baby. If it ain't about work, who the fuck is it, man? What point it comes to this shit? Hey, Mike. No, it's the hey, Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
You talking to my girl? Is that what you did? Shorty, come on. Shorty's like 24, 25. Mm-hmm. Hey, nobody was really like, but nonetheless, she was like, no. Like, she shut it down quick. She said, you know, I'm like, I'm not without my boys, bro.
Right.
Look, he ain't my boy. I tell her that shit. Trying to sell me and shit for him.
It's like he what's her name, Courtney? He said some things and she called him a couple times. He said, man, look, I've been over here, but I gotta do this. And she tell me I'm doing something and she said, what you say? He said, no, I wonder what you want to do for lunch. You know you got it for lunch. And I'm just like, yeah. And she be cussing him though, but she got to prove it though and stuff. Like when he say something off,
I don't know about it.
Cause you don't be hearing him or something. Yeah. So, hey.
Just text Aaron and shit. Maybe even that. I'm not mad. Even that. Before you text him. Before you tell Dave's name.
Aaron told us one day in the meeting that 5 o'clock meeting, I said, I'm gonna miss the bus. I said, all right. Aaron told us, he said, from now on, he said, you're not calling nobody else, no supervisor, nothing. Call me. He said, a few hours later, call me from now on. I'm looking at David's all day, put his head down. Because Dave all the time, like, hey, isn't it calling me about 4:30 in the morning or something? I'm like, yo, if I had a girl right here, she's gonna wonder, like, what's going on? You need to tell me something? I blocked him.
I can show you a whole list. I'm like,
he's like, oh, yeah.
Which makes no sense, too, because let's say one of y'all, or he's supposed to sneak the center rider, and he's supposed to come back down. Right. He ain't going to do it.
He's not.
So you're going to be by yourself for it.
Yeah. And that's one of the things. Every job I had, a supervisor was definitely going to do that
part.
Everybody and mom know that. But no, he wasn't trying to change things up.
Watch the house, he made a label. That's hilarious. I was doing. I knew you threw it with Mark. Well, I'm just saying, brother. If someone else comes and say, yo, I want to move the ship if you ain't happy with the man. It's that Sunday, Wednesday, or something.
But then again, he comes every day.
Why ain't
he coming
every day?
He came to work Sunday to Wednesday.
Yeah. That's
it. I'm like, he getting overtime every day. So I don't know, actually. So you know what's stress? He's coming every day.
That's the time. Just like I
miss
him,
man.
I told Aaron, I said, yo, the 13th, I got family event. I'ma come in and I'ma leave about probably like 10.
I said, you don't have to explain nothing to what's his name?
Right. But I was telling Aaron this, he said, that's good and stuff. He said, I said, I'ma make it up Monday or Tuesday. He said, okay. And he said, I tell you what, if Rich gonna come in, talking about you, come in, see if you got to and stuff. I said, if you're not, I counseling and stuff all like that, you know.
Good, you know.
How you doing?
Good.
Like, one day I was here for 2 days. They said, how you doing today? I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
You okay?
You like what you see from them, they always take a switch. But if you get fired from here, you can't go over there.
Yeah.
Because Sizemore has a whole condo across the whole state. So if you get fired from Sizemore, you can't transfer. You can transfer any time over there. What's going on? But yeah, man, you got a block for man.
I told him just take them all at once. He said he can't. He's gonna be choking.
What's wrong with them shits, man?
Man, I have to take them all.
He be throwing into here, man.
Oh, y'all wanna hear what happened? What this? Yeah, yeah. And guess what he gonna say to me one day? He gonna come take his ass mine. If he falls, come and take him.
Motherfucker just fell over and fucking
said. He ain't gonna give me orders. Not just that. I know what to do. I got the radio. I'm the man.
Bro, it's just some people, man. Some people can't separate work. Like sometimes work makes them feel good
like
about
an authority or something.
Outside.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's just how it be.
I had to get rid of him. Sometimes he off the clock. I said, he said something about work. I said, look, man, I'm off the clock. I don't have nothing like that.
That shit was easy as fuck. I'm saying, who work, sit better than shit. Abe's makes this shit hard as coffee. I'm like, put his pay. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, what? But he ain't mad at you. I put it down a lot more. He ain't staying up to the whole Sunday to Wednesday. He still talk to you, which is good. So.
And every time he come near my way, I'm like, I'm going the other way. Because I know he's going to say something stupid. He'd say something so stupid, he'd turn around and go,
what's going to happen? He's gonna
talk to them a lot more.
Yep.
Have
the numbers. I'm talking about. I'm picking up and going.
Hey.
What time you talking to me?
I'm like, stand still.
Oh, when he brings that barber's pill, I guess you got a bounce. Because he don't have the power. Oh, okay. Any charge, be careful too, because he talks shit about them too. The females who have got stuff, he talks shit about them. And he eats with them. I mean, it doesn't make sense, no. So, I don't know if it's a trick for him to say it, so for us to
respond to it,
like he'll talk about them, and then see if I think it's to say like if you feel the same way or something like that.
Yeah, be on his side.
That's why when he, because he talks shit about people. Like, so when I'm like, you just be fine. Like, okay, man, he trying to see if you saying something about the other shit, until you take that shit back.
He said, yo,
you
ain't gonna get that day off.
I ain't
gonna, he don't look out for you like that.
Guess
what happened? I got that day off.
That's why I was trying to book. I put pressure on that motherfucker. Like, he be like, calling every time on the answer to warranty.
Yeah.
Yeah. If somebody else is going, you have to find somebody else. Got put pressure on him.
Yeah, he called and called me. He said, hey, Mike, you need to sign the book right. I'm like, this is not gold. Everybody and their mom didn't hardly sign the book right.
I do that shit on purpose. I'm gonna stress this fuck out of it. Once I punch in, that's it. Unless the punching doesn't take it, then I'm signing in. Once that punch in is in, fuck it. Thanks, man. We'll figure out shit.
Alright, it make you keep your chip from time to time, so I get my break.
Dude, if Marquita would say this shit, oh my god, she'd be pushing the shit out of it. She'd be yelling out of nowhere like that, man. Yeah.
5:55?
I'm about to ask you, I ain't want to bother, but I'm surprised you didn't text me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you try and wait, it's holiday. Everybody trying to hear about you, what happened. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It sounds like I'm messy. So I'm not going to be around about her next week and shit. She's straight.
That's urgent, bro. I know
you. You get a picture and shit or something, whether or not I was using the phone and shit. I guess I should be firing back.
That's why I want the phone loaded out of my
phone. You say she got a case. She got a case.
That should have happened, bro.
Yeah. So she was real serious. She was, like you said.
Yeah.
Women too, once you saw you in favor, it's when I told you something.
What?
It could be a baby. It could be a baby. Yeah, I'm firing for your phone. It's like a phone. It's like a phone. It's like a phone. It's like a phone. It's you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna be the boy.
I see me.
Everybody in the job, in the warehouse knows it. Her and that other joint. She be on the second floor.
I said, like, yo, listen. You got no brothers, you know? Like, yo, you could just tell her, like, she got, like, real self-esteem. Like,
she's not even cute. Like, she black and shit, that man.
She's cute. I told you she's from here, she always be dying her hair, like, every fucking color of the day. Like, yo.
That's why I told Shorty, I said, yo, don't change your hair color.
Oh, it's your bitch?
Yeah. Don't change your hair color.
What's her name, yo?
Kate. They both name is Kate. I said, what's the odds of that? Yeah, because now my name Gravy Mike, too. Yeah, or your Mike. Name Gravy Quiz. Like, the fuck?
Mike Quiz or something like that.
Yeah, or something, because we got the same name, too. Like, the fuck? How both of y'all named Kate? Don't make sense, bro.
That's crazy. You live in an apartment, I used to be trapped.
In Colony North.
Yeah. Everybody was trapped.
Man, that shit, that rent probably like $500-$600 a month. I'd say $900 to $1,100 at the top, at the most, based on their income. Yeah, $875. Free utilities. You feel me? Like, fuck. But how both of y'all name is Keith?
That's like naming both sons. John.
John, yeah. Like, what the fuck? Or what's the name? George Foreman. Like, how all his sons is George Foreman.
Fuck.
Man, fuck. Both of their names not Keith. We gonna get to the bottom of this shit.
Fuck sisters. I don't know her mom's or something. Like, they're fucking the same nigga or something.
And she gonna say, yeah, well, what's your Snapchat and what's your Instagram? I said, how you know I got that? Yeah, because when I pulled up your number, I was searching for all this and all that. Like, bitch, you searching for me?
She investigated for
it. Yeah, like, what the fuck? Like, so she gonna say, yeah, like, whatever happens in the dark, it's gonna come to the light. I said, no, bitch. I said it just like that. I said, no, bitch, whatever happened in the dark, yeah, because of your ass. I said, because if I find out some shit, yo, she seen all my guns. I swear to God, she was so fucking scared. She said, She said, I'm telling you, like, just trust me. Like, I swear to God, I'm not doing nothing and all this stuff. I said, I'm telling you now. I'm just letting you know how I get down. I snapped on one bitch before. She was at the mall with some nigga. I got the phone call. I go to the mall with the gun on my hip. I say, yo, come here. I just like, yo, come here real quick. She like, what? Come to find out, she was with her cousin.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was her cousin because they were there all as family. Like, it was a lot of them. And I'm just like, nah, because I don't play that shit. Don't be, you feel me, out here, and then you be my bitch, but you with a nigga at the mall. Like, I said, yo, come here real quick. What? Oh my God. And then I found out they was really cousins. I don't play no business. And I don't mean to seem like I'm the Terminator or something. I just don't fuck around. And if you was to call me one day, like, yo, bro, where you at? Yo, what's up? Why, what's up? Yeah, come here, slide on me real quick. Or, I'm ready to come get you. I got a little situation I need you to handle. Or let me hold a joint real quick. Let me handle some shit real quick, and I'll be right with you. Bro, you ain't even got finished talking. You know where I'm at. Here. Boom. Oh, I'll bring it back. You're like, nah, keep that shit till tomorrow, nigga. Matter of fact, give it back when you're done with it. I'm that kind of nigga. Like, if I fuck with you. Like, I'm not going to be no shasty ass nigga and say, oh, man, fuck that nigga. Like, man, that nigga, he's a weird, queer ass. Feel me? Like, oh, I ain't gonna do no shit like this. He's a fucking fruitcake. I have a baby. Hands falling, brushing his back with a blue rag. He got no waves. Like, you don't even know what he's doing. Right. Sleep.
Woo!
Alright, I got it, David.
David,
Oh, man.
Yo, what the fuck?
Hey yo, that man's big mom with the 8 kids, they belong together. Yeah. Something ain't right.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We ain't right. Exactly.
I know my uncle better fucking be here. I swear to God, I'm gonna really fuck.